Blog Talk Radio.
She's not
If you treat me fairly, I'll give you all my goods. Treat you like a real woman should.
Baby, I know you're worth it.
If you never play me, promise not to bluff. I'll hold you down when shit gets rough.
Baby, I know you're worth it.
She walks a mile, makes you smile all the while, be it true. Don't take for granted the passion that she has for you. You will lose if you choose to refuse to put her first.
Good morning, Motivational Monday, with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. Actually, is our last Monday of October. For those that are not haven't been aware this whole entire month, and haven't seen everything, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So make sure you encourage a woman in your life to go get her mammogram done, to check her breast. You know, we have to save them tatas. Big shout out to all those that have gone to check, that have done their mammograms and are on top of their tatas. You know, we have to take care of them. We have to take care of ourselves. Ladies, please go as early as 35 years old or as soon as you feel any type of abnormality on your breast, you know, by doing self-examination. We know our bodies, so if there's anything funny, different, or whatever, go get it checked. You know, don't wait. Just go get it checked. You know, you never know. So early prevention for everything is always the best thing. Also, October is Domestic Violence Month. And those that don't know, I'm a huge, big advocate for domestic violence and to end violence against my queen. So this Friday coming up, the 30th, we have a candlelight visual and balloon dedications to those that we have lost through domestic violence, those that are in Florida. I have an event page on Facebook, and it's E2K Walk for a Cause. Last year we did a walk. this year due to, you know, not the proper timing for the permit, we can't do the walk, but there will be the balloon dedication and there will be the candlelight, not with real candles, but the light candles, and there will be a vigil, a prayer, and all those are welcome to bring pictures of their loved ones and, you know, and we'll be there in memory of them and to bring awareness to domestic violence, the serious, serious issue. It's like, you know, one out of four women are affected. That's those numbers are staggering. So, you know, if you can show up, at least find a way to donate to your nearest domestic violence shelter or cancer society. Either way, just help, $1, $2, $5, you know, that goes a long way to be able to find, you know, do research and to create awareness and to be able to help, you know, the victims of both these deadly things that happened to us. So big shout out to all those that are on deck. I appreciate you guys always every Monday. This Saturday coming up, as we know, the last day of October, it's Halloween. So shout out to all the kids that already have gotten their costumes and those parents that are running around crazy trying to find that perfect costume. Thank God I already went there and did that. So my kids are good. I don't have to run around. We just have to plan our route where we're going to go to get the most candy. shout out to those that don't celebrate Halloween for their either religious or, you know, whatever belief. That's fine. You know, it's okay. This is, you know, my choice of my life. My children, they enjoy it. They enjoy it for the only reason to get dressed and get candy. So, you know, that's the only, you know, their children. And, you know, I want to keep them still having those youthful thoughts until as long as I could. So big shout out to all those that support, you know, everything I do, that support Lush Radio online. Please make sure you follow us on all the social networks. Follow Emma E2K, follow Lush Radio online, follow E2K Worldwide LLC. Follow us and we'll follow you. Follow everything that we're doing. We do a lot of things for the community. We do a lot of give backs. And, you know, we love what we do. You know, we love to be able to be the voice of the people and teach and, you know, share information and knowledge that we know that will benefit that will benefit everyone, the community, you know, those that are able to take our information and use it in a positive form. We feel very blessed by that, you know. I appreciate all those that support us because we're constantly always supporting everyone else. So, you know, we appreciate everyone. Big shout out to all those that hung out with this past weekend. It was amazing. We were celebrating my King's Born Day, and you know, we had a great time. So shout out to all those that we were able to, you know, share that time with. We had definitely a great weekend overall. So it was amazing. Shout out to Bernadette and Frank. You guys are the bomb. Shout out to Big D and Sean and, you know, all those great couples that inspire me to want to, you know, have the best relationship that I can possibly have, you know, with my king. It's all about knowing your worth and how worthy you are, and then appreciating the worth of the person that you're with. So, it's deep. It's deep, and I get why a lot of people will rather stay single. But when you have that right person, you know, that thinks almost just like you, and you want to reach the same goal, it becomes a beautiful thing, you know? It becomes just a beautiful thing that you want to be and you want to continue to be a part of. So shout out to all those that are single and still looking. You know, we have to do a lot of soul searching to know our worth before we're able to partner up with anybody. Because if you don't know your worth, then you allow others to treat you unworthy. And then it's no one's fault but your own. So find your worth. Find your worth. And then when you find your king or queen, then find their worth and then match it together. And it's totally explosive, I'm telling you. So, again, big shout out to all those that are out there doing the work, motivating, you know, everybody else. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Deafening silence. You're almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's sure to entice, but curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradiction. And if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, then I'll be your water. And you're the
baby. Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We
AKA TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl, Emma E2K. Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this, but I got a little game that I want to play. Are you ready?
When I think about you, I think about giving myself to you. Cause you know I want you, babe, and I would do anything. And I know you're thinking the same thing, babe.
So come and get it.
Come and get it.
I'm so excited.
I can't hide my feelings, get it. I won't stop till we start over and finish. Tonight it's all about my baby. I'm meaning for you, get me high. I can't stop you, feel me right. About the way that we make love, the way that you make me sweat, make me want a cigarette. And I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it, so don't stop.
Yeah, you making me high, oh, you feel it right there.
Yeah.
We're going in turn, so keep it right there.
Yeah. My adrenaline is pumping right, stomach muscles getting tight, skin sweat, my fingers slide. I'm gonna take you to a place you ain't never been. Handle my business day. Make sure you handle me too.
Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K, on this last Monday of October. Again, this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So if you know of anyone that's being disrespected, violated, beat, please speak up. You know, speak up. Don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to call the police on anyone. You know, people want to say that's snitching or whatever. I don't consider that when you can save a life if you call 911 because a woman is getting beat. So I would prefer to save a life. Call me whatever. But I'm about saving lives. So big shout out to all those that are out there doing the work. I see my sisters out there doing the gala. Shout out to Lila, who did the domestic violence gala this past weekend. And all those sisters that I've seen out there either walking for breast cancer or doing things for the domestic violence movement. My Queens Healing Queen Sisterhood that's always working, is always out there creating that awareness. you know, without awareness and without speaking about it, things get into taboo-ish. And in 2015, we shouldn't be taboo about speaking about domestic violence or anything else for that matter. You know, the internet is full of everything that's negative and all that, and that's accepted. You know, you put a negative video up on Facebook or whatever, and it gets like millions of hits. But you do the same for domestic violence or breast cancer awareness, and it maybe gets hundreds or maybe thousands. There's a problem. There's a problem with this society, and there's a problem that we're probably not praying enough. I'm going to my phone lines. When I open up your line, if you don't feel like speaking, you don't have to hang up. It's cool if you just want to listen to the show on your phone. I'm okay with that. Just, you know, stay quiet. I'll keep you on hold and keep going. If you want to speak, then, you know, that will be a chance once I have your phone lines open. So I'm going to 860-860. Good morning. You're on with Emma E2K.
Please. Queen Emma, what's going on? It's the King Chuck Platinum just wishing you a motivational good morning this morning.
Great rising, King. Great rising. I would salute to you in this morning. I see you moving. I see all these things you're doing. I get excited when I see, especially you and the Queen dancing and all that.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's love, man. It's just love. I'm just glad to be here. You know, God is definitely blessing my life, and just, you know, all kinds of things are just happening. Once you, you know, you open your mind and you open the gates to love, and, you know, what God has in store for you, things just start pouring in, you know. So I'm a living testimony of that, and I'm just, you know, happy to be here with you this morning. You know, when I have a chance to call, you know, I get up and get my motivation on with you too.
I appreciate that, and I need a drop. Hint, hint.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Oh, most definitely. You know what? I'll do that tonight when I get home. I'll make sure I get a morning motivational drop for you.
Yes, absolutely. I need that. You know, I need that. I got to play that. You know,
I
wasn't getting the drops before, but I said, you know what? I'm gonna start collecting some drops again. It makes the show a little more interesting, and I love to hear, you know, my people's voices and know that they're out there in the world doing that work and doing their thing. You know, that also motivates me. So it motivates me to motivate others. That's the way it goes.
Indeed. That's right. You already know, baby.
Well, you can hang with me this morning?
Yeah, I'm hanging out. You know, I don't have to be in until 12, so I'm going to hang out with you this morning and listen to the show. But it's always love. Love you much, and respect to you and your king also.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Salute to you and your queen. I'm going to keep you on hold.
All right.
Peace. Big shout out to my king, Chuck Platinum, always showing love, always a friend to the show, and a personal friend outside the show. So big shout out to him, his queen, and all his loved ones. You know, he's out there doing his thing, and that's what I'm talking about, you know. Don't wait around for other people to do things for you. You know, you got to get up and do your own thing, you know, at your own pace. Everybody works at their own pace and how they want to do things, but the point is get up and do something. Don't just be boohooing or complaining that other people did you wrong or things or the man or whatever. Listen, take over your life. You know your worth. You know that you are worthy of, you know, the kingdom, but you got to work for it too. Nobody's going to come and just hand you a castle and the keys and a Maserati and be like, here you go. You still got to put the work in, you know? So big shout out to all those that are putting the work in and all those that are overcoming all their fears.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing really going right, looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through,
dedication to the independent woman, to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, she just leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time.
Crazy for what I've done to you.
I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes I made them, but I'm making change for you. Have I learned is your question, and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry for hurting you. Oh, I'm ashamed of me.
Shame on me.
Wish I never done you wrong.
Shame on me.
Every night of us I dream that I since you've been gone, my understanding has more than grown. I come to this conclusion over and over again. I don't want an enemy, I just want back my friend.
You're tuned into LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma Eakes.
It's prime time.
morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K, on our last 5 minutes of the last show of the month. October is over, and we're ending it with Halloween. Remember, continue. Just because this month passed doesn't mean that we don't continue to spread the breast cancer awareness and domestic violence awareness. You know, this is the month, but this is something that we have to continue to speak about all year long. So big shout out to all those that already have checked their tap outs again and are doing something about their domestic situation. So I'm going to my phone lines. This is your time to speak. If you don't want to speak, it's cool. Just stay hanging on. I'll keep you on hold and keep going, and you can listen to the show. If not, when I open your lines, it's your moment to speak. All right, so good morning, 305. You're on with Emma E2K. Peace.
Good morning, fellow queen. How are you this morning?
Salute, salute, salute. Who I have the pleasure to be speaking to.
This would be your fellow Orlando realtor, Miss Yvette Valentine.
Yes, yes, the one that finds the houses. Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's right, the ones that find the houses. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous every day, all day.
So I want to apologize for not getting on the phone any earlier, but I know that we work, you know, being self-employed, not all of us get up at the crack of dawn like you do. Some of us like to sleep in.
Yeah, well,
you know
they say early to rise, so I took that literally. So I really, really get up early.
And I also wanted to remind you, speaking about the Save the Tatas, it's about that time. As you know, I went through a little bit of a scare sometime last year, and I just got my call to come in for my, I think it's like 6 months or whatever, your annual mammogram. So I know that at the time that I was going through my scare, you was going through your little thing too. So it's time for you to go get your mammogram done as well, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm trying to get in there this week to do it. So if not this week, but I'm on it. Yeah, I'm definitely on it because, you know, we have to be the first. We're the ones that know our bodies. So we have to be the first ones on the line of defense for our own situation. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And sometimes we tend to ignore, too. So sometimes we tend to put it on the back burner and say, oh, it's probably nothing, but at our age now and with everything that's coming out totally new in this day and age, you have to go and get yourself checked on the regular, whether you think something is wrong or not.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
We're not doctors, so we don't know. We can't diagnose ourselves. So the best thing is always to seek professional advice. So please go to the doctors, even if you think it's nothing. If it's something different, if it wasn't there and you see that, you know, it's growing or it's bothering you, go. Don't hesitate, just go. Big shout out to all those that have gone, that have made their appointments. I see you on Facebook posting that you went, you got your tatas checked and all that, so that's all love. And big shout out to all those that have created big accomplishments on the month of October, which is domestic violence, and all those that have gone domestic violence and been able to purchase cars, purchase homes, and everything else. So big shout out to all you queens. I see ya. Mama, you still on?
Oh, I'm still on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought the show was about to end. Because you always say the best for last. So I thought I was the best and I was the last. So
you are the best and you are the last. And I am on my last 2 minutes. So I'm going to give you like 30 seconds to plug yourself.
Well, I'm not going to plug in my stuff, but I will be telling you that I'll be attending this Friday. I know we're having candle service, memorial service for those that we have lost, for those that are going through it. And I would just want to say domestic violence is a serious issue. And sometimes, you know, we tend to keep quiet and we don't say anything or get involved, but you never know who's going through it, whether it be a neighbor, whether it be a friend. And just be on the lookout, you know, and make a change and get yourself, you know, involved somehow or another and let your other sisters know it. You know, that we need to stop hating on each other, stop, you know, dwelling on stupid stuff and just be there for one another and let our sisterhood know. I mean, it's very important at this day and age that we stay united and that we stick around for each other.
Correct. Be kind to one another. You never know what other people are going through. It's the bottom line. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host and the diva, Yvette. Rocking out. See y'all next Monday. It's always a blessing and a pleasure. Peace. Be kind to one another, man. Don't forget.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? La, 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 la. And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just leaves me. Trillion.